Wednesday, May 10th, 2017, at 6:01 p.m. Establish a quorum.
Connie Breeze, present.
Stu Martinez, present.
Karen Ward, present.
Don Greiner, present.
And Dennis Scott, present. Pledge of Allegiance, our student council. Trey, would you do us a favor?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we got a variety of items on the agenda tonight. Corey, is there any added?
No added agenda items, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, the consent agenda, hopefully everybody looked at that. Do we have a motion to pass that?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I think...
Do we have a motion to pass that?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I think on the approval of the minutes, it was April 26th, not the 24th, if you say.
That's correct, Counselor Greiner. We will change that. It's on the agenda, but the minutes are for April 26th.
Okay. Anything else, Counsel? Is anybody making a motion to pass the agenda?
I move to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second it.
First and seconded, all approved, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Agenda passed. Public comments. If anybody has any comments to say on the, you know, we got three different ordinances going up tonight. If you want to save your comments on them until later, but I don't see a lot of people out there, but public comments, anything you want to say? Any public comments? None. First and seconded, all approved, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Agenda passed. Public comments. If anybody has any comments to say on the, you know, we got three different ordinances going up tonight. If you want to save your comments on them until later, but I don't see a lot of people out there, but public comments, anything you want to say? Any public comments? None. Okay. All right, let's move on. The ordinance 2017-21, ordinance of the city establishing time, place, and manner regulations concerning medical marijuana producers and processors. Tammy, I think you probably want to explain that a little bit.
Yes, I can take that. This was drafted by the city's attorney team and was brought to us, recommended by the attorney team.
If you want to save your comments on them until later, but I don't see a lot of people out there, but public comments, anything you want to say? Any public comments? None. Okay. All right, let's move on. The ordinance 2017-21, ordinance of the city establishing time, place, and manner regulations concerning medical marijuana producers and processors. Tammy, I think you probably want to explain that a little bit.
Yes, I can take that. This was drafted by the city's attorney team and was brought to us, recommended by the attorney team. As you recall, you all placed time, place, and manner restrictions or regulations in place within the last couple of months for recreational marijuana. It was pointed out by the city's legal team that if you do it for recreational marijuana, you should have the same thing for medical marijuana. So it's the same regulation. So essentially, this was drafted by the city's attorney team and was brought to us, recommended by the attorney team. As you recall, you all placed time, place, and manner restrictions or regulations in place within the last couple of months for recreational marijuana. It was pointed out by the city's legal team that if you do it for recreational marijuana, you should have the same thing for medical marijuana. So it's the same regulation. So essentially what this ordinance is, it's in your packet for item number 7, it's ordinance 2017-02, is simply a replicate of the recreational marijuana Wow, that was a slip. But change for medical. So there's no other changes other than that. It's just to have them on equal playing fields.
Okay, then if that's it, we're going to open it to a public hearing. Staff comments?
The only thing I would add is that back when council was discussing the recreational time, place, manner restrictions in the fall, it was brought up at that time that we could have combined them.
Through medical marijuana, so it's the same regulation. So essentially what this ordinance is, it's in your packet for item number 7, it's ordinance 2017-02, is simply a replicate of the recreational marijuana. Wow, that was a slip. But change for medical. So there's no other changes other than that. It's just to have them on equal playing fields.
Okay, then if that's it, we're going to open it to a public hearing. Staff comments?
The only thing I would add is that back when council was discussing the recreational time, place, manner restrictions in the fall, it was brought up at that time that we could have combined them, or you can have two separate ordinances, which is what we ended up doing. And ultimately, the other ordinance tonight pertaining to marijuana references the updated version of the medical marijuana TPM. So again, and I'm looking for some wood to knock on, we're hoping that we're finally
equal playing fields.
Okay, then if that's it, we're going to open it to a public hearing. Staff comments?
The only thing I would add is that back when council was discussing the recreational time, place, manner restrictions in the fall, it was brought up at that time that we could have combined them, or you can have two separate ordinances, which is what we ended up doing. And ultimately, the other ordinance tonight pertaining to marijuana references the updated version of the medical marijuana TPM. So again, and I'm looking for some wood to knock on, we're hoping that we're finally bringing the regulatory framework, the rules, the restrictions, the manner of which this use can operate within the city of La Pine to a close and on the same page across the board of the cannabis industry. So that's all I'll say on that topic.
Okay, we'll move directly ahead. And any public comments on this item?
None.
In that case, we're going to close
it. Close it on the same page across the board of the cannabis industry. So that's all I'll say on that topic.
Okay, we'll move directly ahead. And any public comments on this item?
None.
In that case, we're going to close the public hearing. Council, anybody on the council has anything to say? Start with you, Connie. Nothing. Sue?
Beat it to death.
Okay.
Don? The changes made that we discussed.
This is a different one. Okay, this is just manner restrictions. This is not a land use ordinance.
Right.
This is just a time, place, and manner.
Right.
Nothing, Don?
No.
Nope.
Karen?
Yeah, I think we've all heard the study that looked at it to death. So let's put up for vote on this. Is there
motion to
a motion. Thanks. Thanks, Corey. Is there a motion for this?
I'll make a motion that we approve ordinance 2017-02, an ordinance of the City of La Pine establishing time, place, and manner regulations concerning medical marijuana producers and processors.
Second.
Okay. Well, we have to have a roll call vote. Don?
Don Griner, A.
Don Griner, yes. Karen Ward, yes.
Stu Martinez, yes.
Connie Breeze, aye.
Okay, unanimously voted for this, so do whatever you have to do, Tammy and Corey. Get it around the record.
Yes.
Okay, the next one, item 8, ordinance vacating.
Motion to.
A motion. Thanks, Corey. Is there a motion for this?
I'll make a motion that we approve ordinance 2017-02, an ordinance of the City of Lapine establishing time, place, and manner regulations concerning medical marijuana producers and processors.
Second.
Okay. Well, we have to have a roll call vote. Don?
Don Griner, A.
Don Griner, yes. McCarran Ward, yes. Excuse me.
Stu Martinez, yes.
Connie Friesen, aye.
Okay, unanimously voted for this, so do whatever you have to do, Tammy and Corey. Get around the record.
Yes.
Okay, the next one, item 80, ordinance vacating a portion of Apache Piers Court. And we're looking for Tammy and Corey on this one too. Item 80, ordinance vacating a portion of Apache Piers Court. And we're looking for Tammy and Corey on this one too.
Yeah, I'll take this one as well. As you recall, at the last council meeting, we had a hearing on this. I'll show you the mapping just to remind you where we're talking about. But the general process was we had a private property owner come to the city. They own this property in red. They also own the property to the north of it. But their request to the city was to vacate the western side of that cul-de-sac, which is no longer utilized as a cul-de-sac. When the subdivision was constructed, that was in fact the end of the subdivision. It was utilized as a cul-de-sac, but when the subdivision expanded to the south, it was pushed through with a roadway, so that right-of-way is no longer needed by the city. So we had a hearing for that at your last council meeting, and had a unanimous vote to move forward with drafting the ordinance. So that's what's before you tonight. There's no changes in what's being asked. It's just put it into an ordinance format. The applicant has had a hearing on this. I'll show you the mapping just to remind you where we're talking about. But the general process was we had a private property owner come to the city. They own this property in red. They also own the property to the north of it. But their request to the city was to vacate the western side of that cul-de-sac, which is no longer utilized as a cul-de-sac. When the subdivision was constructed, that was in fact the end of the subdivision. It was utilized as a cul-de-sac, but when the subdivision expanded to the south, it was pushed through with a roadway, so that right-of-way is no longer needed by the city. So we had a hearing for that at your last council meeting, and had a unanimous vote to move forward with drafting the ordinance. So that's what's before you tonight. There's no changes in what's being asked. It's just put it into an ordinance format. The applicant has submitted the appropriate surveys, the appropriate improvements agreement. So they agreed that in lieu of paying a fee to the city for gaining this right of way, they would construct the sidewalks from the existing ends to move forward with drafting the ordinance. So that's what's before you tonight. There's no changes in what's being asked. It's just put it into an ordinance format. The applicant has submitted the appropriate surveys, the appropriate improvements agreement. So they agreed that in lieu of paying a fee to the city for gaining this right of way, they would construct the sidewalks from the existing ends. So we have a continuous sidewalk, which staff felt was a good use of that space. So that's all that's before you, is just approval of the ordinance for us to actually go ahead and execute that vacation.
Anything to add, Corey, or basically?
No, Tammy summed it up well. I think the only other piece I would remind council and the public on, to a degree as well, is that this was the first time the city's done something like this. So we had to create a right-of-way vacation application. We had to coordinate with appropriate parties and figure out the process. And Tammy did a great job of looking at what other cities do. And here we are. The applicant was very satisfied with how we proceeded.
Gaining this right of way, they would construct the sidewalks from the existing ends. So we have a continuous sidewalk, which staff felt was a good use of that space. So that's all that's before you, is just approval of the ordinance for us to actually go ahead and execute that vacation.
Anything to add, Corey, or basically?
No, Tammy summed it up well. I think the only other piece I would remind council and the public on, to a degree as well, is that this was the first time the city's done something like this. So we had to create a right-of-way vacation application. We had to coordinate with appropriate parties and figure out the process. And Tammy did a great job of looking at what other cities do. And, And here we are, the applicant was very satisfied with how we proceeded through it. I heard from them that they'd maybe gotten a little bit of runaround a few years ago from the city, and so it feels good to finally bring something to the close, pending your vote.
And I'll agree with you 100%. We discussed this at a work session, so I think all the council's ready to vote on that. Do we have a motion on this item?
No, Tammy summed it up well. I think the only other piece I would remind council and the public on, to a degree as well, is that this was the first time the city's done something like this. So we had to create a right-of-way vacation application. We had to coordinate with appropriate parties and figure out the process. Tammy did a great job of looking at what other cities do. And here we are. The applicant was very satisfied with how we proceeded through it. I heard from them that they'd maybe gotten a little bit of runaround a few years ago from the city, and so it feels good to finally bring something to the close, pending your vote.
And I'll agree with you 100%. We discussed this at a work session, so I think all the council's ready to vote on that. Do we have a motion on this item?
I move that we pass ordinance number 2017-3, an ordinance vacating a portion of Apache Cures Court.
I'll second it.
Okay, Connie seconded. We need a roll call vote on this.
Don Griner, yes.
Karen Ward, yes.
Mr. Martinez, yes.
Colin Breeze, aye.
Okay, you have that. We discussed this at a work session, so I think all the council's ready to vote on that. Do we have a motion on this item?
I move that we pass ordinance number 2017-3, an ordinance vacating a portion of Apache Cures Court.
I'll second it.
Okay, Connie seconded. We need a roll call vote on this.
Don Griner, yes.
Karen Ward, yes.
Mr. Martinez, yes.
Colin Breeze, aye.
Okay, you have a vote on this, positive. So we'll move on. You've got that one, Tammy, number 9.
I found the next one as well. And Holly, if you could pull up number 9 on the screen now.
Maybe just reaffirm us the ordinance, amended ordinance number 2012-5, 2015-3, 2016-5, 2017-1, clarifying application review requirements, establishing certain marijuana related businesses as permitted.
I move that we pass ordinance number 2017-3, an ordinance vacating a portion of Apache Cures Court.
I'll second it.
Okay, Connie seconded. We need a roll call vote on this.
Don Griner, yes.
Karen Ward, yes.
Mr. Martinez, yes.
Colin Breeze, aye.
Okay, you have a vote on this, positive. So we'll move on. You've got that one, Tammy, number 9.
I found the next one as well. And Holly, if you could pull up number 9 on the screen now.
Maybe just reaffirm us the ordinance, amended ordinance number 2012-5, 2015-3, 2016-5, 2017-1, clarifying application review requirements, establishing certain marijuana related businesses as permitted use in certain zones, established criteria and standard for such marijuana business. And I'll 2017-1, clarifying application review requirements, establishing certain marijuana related businesses as permitted use in certain zones, established criteria and standard for such marijuana business. And I'll let you describe it a little bit and then we'll open the public hearing.
Sounds good. Actually, if you want, we can go ahead and open the public hearing now and then I can jump in.
We'll open the public hearing, staff comments.
All right. So to sum up in, I think, briefer terms than what the title is, this is the, we hope, as Corey said, the remaining marijuana ordinance right now to come before you that specifically addresses processing and labs and the remaining marijuana uses that we had not addressed in the land use code previously. It also firms up some other requirements for zoning permits and cleans up the zoning ordinance a little bit. This one I won't be as fast on because I think we should step through.